This is The Green Room, your weekly dose of arts and culture from Interlochen Public Radio. I'm David Castleman. When you go to a nice restaurant around town, you can sit down and order and be served a beautiful dish in just 20 minutes. And it's easy to forget just how much work went into making the meal. Behind the scenes, chefs work hours in preparation before the restaurant even opens, finding the ingredients, designing the menu, perfecting techniques. Then there's the cooking itself. Chefs spend hours on the line, day after day. It's hot, it's noisy, it's physically demanding. And a lot of chefs get so tired that they eventually have to hang up the apron. This week, we're going to hear about two chefs who've left the kitchen behind, who are now training the next generation of chefs. Misha Youssef has this story.
Eric Patterson wakes up around 7 o'clock. He pulls his hair back into a bun, puts on a beige suit, and heads out the door. He's the owner of Cook's House in Traverse City. It's a well-known farm-to-table restaurant in Michigan. Except this morning, he's headed to a small restaurant called Elf Cafe. There, he's going to help a friend revamp her menu. Eric's business partner, Jen, meets Eric at Elf.
Hi.
Now, this is only their second time in this kitchen. It's a large room. The metal counters are shiny. The equipment is new. Chefs are already at work in the kitchen. Jen and Eric are supposed to take seasonal produce and create new dishes for their friend's restaurant. The new menu will launch in just 2.5 hours.
We're moving to the cabbage slaw for the side salads, right? Is that what we're doing still?
Yeah, I can do that.
The reason Jen and Eric do this kind of work now is because they're too old to cook in their own kitchen at the Cook's House night after night. Eric is 49, and Jen is 51.
It's really hard when she's a certain age as a chef. It's really hard to do nightly dinner service. So I have to rely on the young kids for that.
But you should have seen Eric when he was a kid. 20 years ago, Eric worked at 3 Michelin star restaurants. He eventually became head chef at this famous restaurant in Las Vegas called Andre's. He says he loved the process of cooking, finding the ingredients, preparing, working for hours behind the stove, on the line. And the thrill? He thrived on the stress.
You know, you would work 3 weeks on and take a day off. You would start at 11 o'clock, 9, 10 o'clock in the morning and work through to maybe 1 o'clock in the morning. And sometimes we would just fall asleep in the restaurant, you know, on the benches to get up and do it again.
He did this for years until he moved to Traverse City with his friend Jen. They opened the Cook's House and became head chefs of the restaurant. Eric says one of the reasons he's addicted to cooking and the stress has to do with his cooking philosophy.
I think cooking is a great metaphor for dealing with the absurdity of just life in general. I mean, cooking is basically the same thing as, you know, Sisyphus. I mean, we literally have to roll the rock up the hill every day, and then every day it rolls back down and you start over. There is no, the rock is at the top of the hill and we're good.
But Eric and Jen don't have the strength to push the boulder up the hill anymore. Why?
The physical hours get tough. Like you feel like you got hit by a Mack truck when you wake up in the morning.
For Jen, this isn't the first time she's gotten too old for her work. She was a professional dancer in Chicago. When she turned 30, she started teaching more. But then Jen felt it was time to hang up the dance shoes.
Your body starts like kind of breaking down a little bit, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, and then remember? I found cooking. So
now your body's breaking down for yeah. that.
It is, exactly. It's a bitch.
While Jen and I are talking, this really young girl in a maroon college sweatshirt walks in the door.
And Aiden's here.
Aiden's 18. She just graduated high school. And she used to sneak out of her house and stage at the Cook's House when she was 14.
So it's kind of like an apprenticeship in a way. So you like go and just spend time in a restaurant. It's like a French way of learning to cook.
Young chefs like Aiden are the people that Jen and Eric spend most of their time with now. But Eric is hesitant to talk about legacy.
I don't take myself that serious. You know what I mean? I'm nothing to be worried about. That's for great people.
You don't think you're
No, hell no. I know who I am.
So why teach younger chefs? Like why mentor?
Well, I do have, you know, a decent amount of knowledge. So I think it'd be kind of a pity to not
gotta show him how to do that.
In case you didn't catch that, Eric just said, gotta show him how to do that. All of a sudden, out of the corner of his eye, he notices the head chef isn't cracking eggs the right way. And his face starts scrunching up.
Yeah, let's... Can we do that in a pan?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do that. So what we want to do is you want to take this, get your butter melted, and we're going to just, as soon as the butter melts, crack it right in there, okay? And try not to break the yolk.
So, pepper. And then when you salt, don't salt the yolk.
Okay.
Because it, you get white specks, okay? That's it. You want to go at lower heat, okay? Proper for...
Jen and Eric can't push the boulder up the hill anymore, but the younger chefs can. So the joy that Eric found in starting over every day now comes from handing over what he knows to future generations. It requires Jen and Eric to accept their limitations, but it gives them another way to rebel against their mortality, leaving themselves in other people.
After you get this, after you pick the fish, I'll show you how to... Okay, I'll show you how to poach eggs, okay, next.
That story was told by Misha Youssef. She came to Interlaken for the Transom workshop last month. The story was edited by Rob Rosenthal, a Transom instructor, and Lisa Feierstein helped produce it. You're listening to The Green Room from Interlaken Public Radio. Bluegrass musician Billy Strings has some new songs out on an EP called Billy Strings. This is one of them. It's called Slow Train. Billy Strings was based out of Traverse City for a while. He's living in Nashville now. And next month, he'll be back in Michigan for some shows. This is The Green Room from Interlaken Public Radio. Kay Patello will be back next week. I'm David Castleman. Have a nice weekend.